And we're going to check in with City Hall now. On the line with us is Robert Barr. You may know him regularly as the library director, and now he is the planning section chief for the Emergency Operations Center. Robert, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
It's nice to have you here. And after last night's assembly meeting, it seemed appropriate to talk about Health Mandate 10. You want to bring us up to date, please?
Sure. Yeah. So the assembly last night decided to go along essentially with the governor's health mandate. And so there's a little bit of confusion around that. And I think the most important thing to mention with Health Mandate 10 is that the 14-day travel quarantine is still in place. What Health Mandate 10 adds is it allows for a test-based strategy to allow people to shorten their quarantine. As an example, one of the big things that Health Mandate 10 asks for is it asks for people who are coming to Alaska from out of state. So we're talking about interstate travel, not from travel within Alaska, to get a test within 72 hours of their departure time. And if they can do that, and it can be hard to do that right now, although we think testing availability is only going to be increasing throughout the country as time goes on. If they can do that, then when they arrive, they just need to show proof of that negative test, and they'll be given a voucher for a second test that'll occur between 7 and 14 days after their first test. And the ask is for during that time, that, you know, that's 7, or, you know, it could be less than 7, it could be 5 to, you know, 10 or so days between test number 1 and test number 2, not to quarantine, but to kind of soft quarantine and make sure that you're limiting your activity as much as you can. And then when that second test comes back negative, then you're good to go.
All right.
That's one scenario.
Do you mind if we run an example and see if I've got this
sure.
right? All right.
Let's do it.
Let's imagine I'm down in Seattle right now, and within 72 hours, say I'm flying from Seattle here to Juneau tomorrow, June 5th. Mm-hmm. So I go and get a test because it's within 72 hours of my departure. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a negative test. And then I fly to Juneau tomorrow. What do I then want to do when I arrive in Juneau tomorrow?
Well, so when you get to the airport, you're going to be greeted by our staff, and they're gonna say, "Hey, have you finished your travel declaration?" And our hope is that by the time we're live with this, those travel declarations will be handed out on the planes, or the people can download them ahead of time. And so we'll ask you, "Have you completed your travel declaration?" And if you have, you're going to go into what we're thinking of as the fast lane, and our screeners will say, "We'll ask you a couple health questions. You know, have you had a cough recently? Have you had a fever? You know, that kind of stuff." And they'll ask you for proof of your negative test and your travel declaration. And if you've got it, then you're good to go. They'll give you a voucher for a second test that will be good for 7 to 14 days after your first test happened. And then off you go.
Okay. And so let's imagine again, I've gone through the fast lane. I got my voucher. This is tomorrow in Juneau. What does soft quarantining look like until I take that second test?
So soft quarantining means it means things like not going to large gatherings. It means being extra careful to make sure that you're wearing your cloth face covering when you're in public and minimizing your time in public as much as you can. It means making sure that you're abiding by those social distancing guidance that we have out there from the CDC right now, and really not interacting with people in a close contact sort of way. So close contact means not coming within 6 to 10 feet of people for extended periods of time. That sort of stuff.
Got it. So that would be tomorrow the 5th. It sounds like I could take my second test at 7 days. So on June 12th, I could take that test, and if that comes back negative, is my soft quarantine done?
It is, yeah.
Okay, got it. So you can essentially quarantine within the city's guidelines in 7 days.
They're within the state guidelines, and the city is following the state guidelines.
Okay.
That's right.
Great. Thank you for helping me understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And you've already mentioned sort of what we can expect at the airport. What else should we know about things that came about last night?
Well, I think one of the things that's important for folks to know is that travel has some extra risk right now. So whenever there's the potential for communicable diseases on airplanes, the federal government gets involved and takes that pretty seriously. And so people who have a positive test, when that's reported, you're put on a no-fly list for a minimum of 10 days. And longer if you have symptoms, right? And this is true all the time. It's true for like tuberculosis and other sorts of communicable diseases, but it's impacting more people right now because we're in a pandemic and more people are being exposed to communicable diseases, to coronavirus. And so why I mention this and why I say travel is more risky right now, because if it so happens that someone tests positive on your plane, let's say that Scott, you and I are flying together and we're seated within two rows of each other on the plane. And I test positive for coronavirus when I get tested in Juneau, but you don't. You're put on a no-fly list too, while you're a person under investigation until those 10 days have passed to make sure that you don't end up traveling if you become an asymptomatic carrier. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. It does make sense.
So I think it's important for people to realize that if you're traveling right now, it's possible that you may, you know, if you're intending to go somewhere for a short period of time, those plans might be interrupted, and it's important to make some contingency plans.
Okay, Robert Barr, I appreciate you coming on and helping us understand this today. Robert Barr is currently the planning section chief for the Emergency Operations Center here with the City and Borough of Juneau. Robert, is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners?
You know, I think Scott, one thing I would share is, and Dr. Zink has said this a number of times in her press conferences with the governor, is that as kind of our collective and statewide restrictions ease, as things start to reopen up, that really... The flip side of that is that our personal choices and our personal decision making really kind of needs to take the place of those collective restrictions and those group restrictions. And so even though we've been talking about it now for months since March, those simple practices of washing your hands and wearing a face covering when you can't social distance, and social distancing whenever you can, and tracking your symptoms, tracking where you go in case you do become symptomatic, getting tested if you have any sort of symptom, it's just all the more important.
Got it. And the phone number for the nurse hotline and getting tested, is that 500-6000, or remind me what that is?
Yeah, it's 586-6000.
All right, 586-6000.
Yep.
Okay, and that's an avenue towards getting tested. Robert Barr, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right, take care.